your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got some questions of the day today, the last Sunday before Christmas Day coming up. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. Maybe Super Don will sing for you a little later. I will explain that. Super Don, you ready to sing for me? Not for me, for everybody else.
Not quite yet. No, not quite yet.
All right, well, we do have some good questions, including that one. But one of the questions is, how do you know when the CDC vaccinologists are lying? And, of course, it's an old joke where their lips are moving, but I'm not sure they even have lips because I'm pretty sure they're robots. They're robots for the medical industrial complex promoting the injection of children, little children, great and small, God's children all, except in the eyes of the CDC where they're children of the government pharmaceutical industrial complex, and they want to inject them. We have breaking news today. We're going to be bringing up Brian Hooker, PhD, our good friend. He is going to be with us because he's got a new paper that was just published in the peer-reviewed medical literature about the fact that the CDC is lying. Well, could I be saying it a little stronger than he is? We'll get to that in just a moment. Could the Hep B shot right from the get-go with all that thimerosal still present in it be linked to Asperger's despite what the CDC is trying to deny with their strange new math? We're going to get to that. We got lots of questions from you out in the audience, including one on osteoporosis. We've got one on blood pressure. You truck drivers out there, you know who you are. We also have a big series of questions coming from one lady who heard me on the Jerry Doyle show last week. What do I do for energy? You said so many things. What do we do? I'm going to reveal that on the air with Super Don. But with that, without further ado, is that how you say it, Super Don? Are you good with French? Adieu.
Yes.
Adieu. Brian Hooker. Brian Hooker is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brian, my friend.
Well, Merry Christmas, Robert and Super Don. How you doing?
Doing well. It got merrier because you're here also because you had a paper released, and we have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Give us the background. How is it possible that you are not blackballed from all of the medical literature based on your stance on this?
It's very interesting that this got published. The pharmaceutical industrial complex controls major journals, so you cannot trust things that come out of the Journal of the American Medical Association or the New England Journal of Medicine or the Lancet or especially the Journal of Pediatrics when you're dealing with anything that happens in terms of appropriate health care for your children. Pediatrics is the journal is underwritten by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the American Academy of Pediatrics is underwritten heavily, supported heavily by the pharmaceutical industry and the biggest pharmaceuticals that they're using on children, infants and children, are vaccinations. And so, you know, there's no way. I've tried to get things published in the journal Pediatrics. I've tried to publish letters in, you know, basically showing statistical flaws in studies that the CDC has either done themselves or they've sponsored. But there are, you know, there's scientific literature out there where you can get good research published, and the journal that that we selected to submit this first publication is called Translational Neurodegeneration, which is a mouthful, And it's also public access. So not only is it linked up so you can see the abstract of the results, but in the name of parents being the best expert, we want them to see everything that we did. We want them to see all of our results. And so this is an open access journal. It's completely free. If you go to the journal Translational Neurodegeneration, this is the latest paper that they've published. It's online. All you have to do is Google it. And so we were very, very fortunate with this study. And my dear friends, Dr. Mark and David Geyer, invited me to do this work with them. This was also with Dr. Janet Kern, Dr. Paul King, and Reverend Lisa Sykes are all co-authors on this paper. And I got together with the Geyers last May, and they said, look, we need to do this. And the Geyers, despite everything, all of the persecution that they have endured, they are the only independent researchers that have been allowed access into the CDC's vaccine safety data link. So,
because
of my program skills and some of my statistical and epidemiological skills, then they said, hey, you know, we've known each other since 2004. It's about time we collaborated on a paper. And actually several papers. This is the first of about four papers that are coming out that show very strong statistically significant relationships between thimerosal-containing vaccines and different neurodevelopmental disorders, including autism.
Brian, you said more than a mouthful there, and I appreciate you so very much. I mean, what we're going to boil this down to today, and we're on with Brian Hooker, Ph.D. He's also has a son who was affected by vaccine injury into the autism spectrum. Passionate about this and as grounded in the science as anybody we ever discussed this with here on the air. And the latest article, peer-reviewed journal published, about the link between particularly the Hep B, the thimerosal-containing vaccines, and a link into the autism spectrum via the Asperger's diagnosis, trying to keep it as simple as possible here. The stats that the CDC lists, the numbers that they try to put out there, the math that they claim there's no link. Brian, how is it that the average person that doesn't have the math skills that you have can see through?
Well, the CDC will do many, many things in order to dilute the relationship between thimerosal-containing vaccines and any neurological disorder. Anything, you know, the CDC obviously, and you've said this so many times, they have a conflicted role. They're the biggest purchaser of vaccines in the United States. Their budget for vaccinations is about $4 billion a year. They spend just on vaccines that are going to be distributed to the U.S. And then to say, okay, consumer, and also per agency that's in bed with the pharmaceutical industry, you be the guardian of vaccine safety for the United States, it makes absolutely no sense. And so they do many, many things in order to dilute the relationship down. They have documents that I've uncovered via the Freedom of Information Act that show alarming statistics that they have uncovered when they run these studies the correct way. But the certain things that they do is when they look at diagnoses like autism, when you set up a study, you have cases, children that receive these vaccines and that were affected, and then you have controls. And what you have to make sure that you do is that when you designate that a child, and this all comes from a very, very large database, the Vaccine Safety Data Link, in which taxpayers have probably spent over $500 million just maintaining this database. All this information is stored within the database. It has millions of different records for millions of different children and adults. But what the CDC will do is they will include controls that are too young to ever receive a diagnosis of autism. Most children typically will get a diagnosis of autism somewhere between the third and fourth birthday. It used to be about 44 months old was the average age. But what the CDC will do in order to dilute down any results is they will allow controls into their study down to 0 years of age. In other words, their cutoff for a control is being born. And they've said things in the past very duplicitously in terms of why they do that. But when a child is born and you say, okay, that child is a control, you have no assurances that the day that child is born, whether they're going to receive an autism diagnosis or not. And, but yet the CDC, when they have their control group, they always allow individuals in that are so young. And so therefore, it dilutes the results down, and they literally miss over 50% of the cases of autism. The 50% of the cases of autism in their study, they call controls. Mm-hmm. And there's absolutely no way that they're controls. And so what that does is it tends towards what we call the null hypothesis, and it means that the CDC will then come back and say that there is no relationship between X vaccine and X Y neurological disorder.
Right,
and so they do this on a routine basis, and that's really the tip of the iceberg. I mean, that's the first one. There are many other statistical tricks that the CDC will use in order to dilute out an effect. And because of that, many of their publications, you know, when I've looked at the records via the Freedom of Information Act, typically a CDC publication will be rejected by journals twice before they're finally published in a lower tier journal that will put up with their nonsense.
Wow. Well, we're talking with Brian Hooker today, first hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brian's a good friend of ours, and we see him at Autism One, and we'll be seeing him at Autism One again in 2014. We did a preview with Terry Aranga just this last week on the air, and Super Don's getting ready to hit the road with the Health Freedom Express, and he needs all of y'all's help. That's the Southern request for help for Super Don as he hits the road in the new year. We'll talk more about that. Also, SSRIs during pregnancy, are they linked to an increased likelihood of a diagnosis of autism as well? What other kind of lies are coming out of the CDC? We have the stories and the article that Brian just got published linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Stick around. We got a lot of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Yes, today! And more with Brian Hooker when we get back. Bad CDC, bad!
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're going to spend your Sunday afternoon or morning if you're on the West Coast, like Brian Hooker is, our good friend, PhD, and he's a super dad taking care of his son along with his wife in the whole issue of vaccine damage to children. Of course, we were confronted with it most directly attending the Autism One conference the last couple of years in Chicago, and we plan to do that again. Big, big event, May 2014. Remember, the Health Freedom Expo is not happening this year. So what other Chicago event? Everybody, come on down. Plan to be there. We will be there as well as Brian Hooker. We're talking about his latest report published on the link between the Hep B thimerosal-containing vaccines and Asperger's, which is in the autism spectrum. Super Don, you've had some experience with families and parents that are dealing with kids who have been vaccine damaged as well. That's a big reason why you're going to strike out on the road in the new year with the Health Freedom Express, is it not?
I am. Absolutely. Hoping here right at the first of the year we're going to hit the road. And so far we've got Southern California. We've got Louisiana. I've got requests from Utah and Atlanta, Georgia. I've got people on the East Coast. But ultimately, at least in this first leg of the trip, going to end up in Chicago in May of 2014 for the Autism One conference.
And Brian, you're just beside yourself. Everybody's going to be there.
I will be there, and hopefully this year I'm bringing my family.
Nice.
And the Autism One conference and my anniversary fall all at the same time. So I thought, you know, maybe we could visit Greater Chicago and celebrate there with Dr. Robert Scott Bell and Super Don.
Lots of good friends will be together. Looking forward to that tremendously. So now, Super Don, you on the blog you have at the HealthFreedomExpress.com, you brought up an interesting thing about a WebMD headline that sort of contradicted itself, and maybe you can ask Brian to comment on that as well.
Yeah, well, it's just you don't even have to get into the article before you're already pulling your hair out, because WebMD comes out with this article that says antidepressants in pregnancy not linked to autism. And anybody just scanning headlines will look at that and go, oh, all right, cool. Antidepressants, not linked to it. Oh, that's great. We don't have anything to worry about. But you look at the sub-headline, and the sub-headline right there contradicts the main headline, saying that it finds little connection. And I'm thinking, come on. I mean, either there's no connection or there is a connection.
Let's get the scientific viewpoint on this, because, Brian, if it says there's no connection in the headline and then in the body of the article says, well, there's a little connection, are we just confused about this?
No, you're not confused. The headline and the subheadline don't match. They don't. It's a polka dot tie with a plaid shirt. It's not the you either. There is a connection, or there is not a connection. And obviously, taking something that is going to monkey with serotonin uptake when you've got a developing individual that's developing neurologically within you, it makes absolutely no sense. First of all, don't get me started on SSRIs, but it makes absolutely no sense that you would take something that would start to regulate or re-regulate serotonin and norepinephrine and expose a developing fetus to that.
So we don't have to be a PhD to figure this out. A super don is an evidence.
And I don't have a PhD. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But it took me 5 minutes, just a little bit of research, where, serotonin plays a crucial role in the brain development of a baby when it's in the womb. So if you start monkeying around with those levels, is it that far-fetched to think that there might be some negative effect to that? And here's the thing. You read this study. And in the study, the authors of the two studies that just came out of Denmark say that their findings do not prove, they're quoted at this, do not prove that SSRIs carry no autism risk, and both of them say that a connection is biologically plausible. Yet WebMD wants to come out with the headline, no link. That is just the most irresponsible thing I've ever seen in my life.
And we see it time and time again. This is something that the CDC does, and any research that has ties with the vaccination industry is going to come out and say that. And unfortunately, the pediatrician or the obstetrician or the gynecologist is not going to read beyond that particular headline because they have been trained to take the party line. They take the party line. They say this is the snippet that I have. I'm going to but good consumers and folks out there that will question the pharmaceutical industrial complex will actually read beyond that and see something that's entirely different. But it boils down to we are being lied to. It is big fat lie.
Well, we're going to tell more of the truth, reveal more of the facts with Brian Hooker this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, with your questions and comments and truth.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
All right, the article. It is titled A Two-Phase Study Evaluating the Relationship Between Thimerosal-Containing Vaccine Administration and the Risk for an Autism Spectrum Disorder Diagnosis in the United States. Now, that is a mouthful, but if we boil it down, as Brian Hooker so capably and ably says, the CDC lies. They lied again. And he's busted them. He's caught them on it. And we're going to reveal it. We are revealing it today for the first time in broadcast media. And there are some conclusions that moms and dads out there, you need to hear in order to make a better informed decision about whether you want to risk your children under the needles recommended by the CDC. Brian, conclusions? I mean, are they simple enough for the average layperson to understand?
Absolutely. The parents are the best experts, regardless of what your MD will tell you, regardless of what the science wonks will tell you that are pharmaceutical shills, regardless of what MD will tell you. The parent is the best expert. And so what we found was that children that got thimerosal earlier had a much higher chance of receiving an autism diagnosis. And so we looked at the CDC will not let us look at current information. When we look at the vaccine safety data link, the only years that the CDC will release to independent researchers are from 1991 to 2000. So this is back when the hepatitis B vaccine still contained thimerosal. It does not contain thimerosal any longer, but more importantly and more insidiously, the flu shot that they're giving to pregnant women and to infants that are as low as 6 months of age does contain 25 micrograms of mercury via thimerosal. And so what we proved is that when a child received their hepatitis B shot, which did at that point contain thimerosal, 25 micrograms, they were twice as likely to receive an autism diagnosis. The risk did not go up if they received the second dose of the Hep B series. There are actually three vaccines within the Hep B series. The second dose, when they received that particular dose, then the risk did not go up. And then if they received the third dose by 6 months of age, then the risk went up, but not proportionately. But when you extrapolate our results back, what it showed was the earlier that the infant got thimerosal, the more likely they were to get an autism diagnosis. So the CDC, in their infinite wisdom, what they did was they removed exposures to thimerosal through the infant vaccination schedule, so they said, and so they started to phase out thimerosal-containing vaccines in 2001 through about 2005. But then they added the flu shot to the recommended schedule, and they said, oh, well, we'll recommend it to pregnant women, and so therefore they can expose the unborn, the fetus, to 25 micrograms of mercury while its brain is still developing. And so what we see in our results is the younger, the earlier the exposure, the higher the risk that individual will contract this was both full-blown autism as well as autism spectrum disorder, which would include Asperger's syndrome as well. So the earlier they get it, now fast forward, these were results, from 1991 to 2000. Now we fast forward to 2013. We're giving thimerosal in a very high dose, 25 micrograms, which does partition selectively to the fetus. We're giving it much, much earlier. And what we can expect is an autism epidemic, the likes of we've never seen.
Now, let me ask you about the thimerosal-free labeling, if you will, the claim. From my understanding of looking into these, they found lots of thimerosal-free vaccines containing thimerosal because the subcomponents may be preserved or produced with thimerosal and then not needed or not required to be included in the label. So maybe it's a little less, but still, the injection of any level of mercury to me seems to be insane.
Right, a little mercury is not good for you. Mercury, the body doesn't know what to do with mercury. There are metals that the body has absolutely no interactions with. The first one is mercury. The second one, primarily because, and I list these because of the exposure, is aluminum. Okay, and so these vaccines, even though they may have just a small amount of mercury, no mercury is good for you. No mercury has, there is no beneficial effect to it. And Robert, you're absolutely right. They may claim that it's thimerosal free, but I've seen research where independent scientists have gone back and analyzed the thimerosal free vials and they've seen upwards to 3 micrograms of mercury, which is for a developing fetus, especially, or for a newborn, that's above the toxicity limit that they should be exposed to within 1 day.
Yeah, this is an absolute nightmare. It's cruel. I'd say it's evil that these folks at CDC would continue to make these pronouncements. Now, we've acknowledged the good guys, if we can say that, at CDC are the toxicologists that are often kept in the basement, never allowed to see the light of day, because we understand that toxicology explains so much of what virology does not in terms of the real cause of disease or the real allowance for the, let's say, taking advantage of the advantageous microbes, pathogens, and say, hey, this is a toxic body. Now it's our terrain. It's our turn to cause problems. So it's a completely different, let's say, upside-down biological-immunological world, because those folks in virology, they don't study folks like Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, regard those that look at biology and immunology far differently than those that rely on drugs and vaccines.
Right. It's a panacea. It would be really, really wonderful if the world that they lived in was absolutely correct, because you could fix anything with vaccines. You could go over to the third world where individuals are extremely immunocompromised and extremely sick because they're not getting good food or clean water. And if you follow the likes of Bill and Melinda Gates, then all we have to do is jab them with a vaccine and wave this magic wand and everything goes away. I'm sorry, we still have to do the hard things. We still have to give our kids good food. They can't be awash in toxins, and we still have to provide clean water, and we have to provide a clean environment. Otherwise, this toxic soup that we're getting through the pharmaceutical industrial complex, it's Antoine Béchamp's nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, and it precipitates the very disease they claim to want to prevent, or others, or even worse, when we talk about chronicity. We talk about diabetes, we talk about autoimmunity, we talk about cancer, and much less allergies, which were, once much more rare growing through the 20th century. Of course, I was the canary in the coal mine. I've told my story many times on the air, to the point where it's almost unusual if you find a kid that doesn't have at least one allergy, much less many.
Right. I teach microbiology, and we talk about allergies in our classroom, and I regularly take a poll who does not have an allergy, and you see very, very few hands come up. I've got a class that's packed out with biology students and nursing students, and maybe three or four of them will raise their hands and say, oh, I'm not really allergic to anything.
Yeah, so those have become the exception, and the rule now is chronic illness in youth. We've covered a recent revealing study that's saying that the young people today have more fatigue or less energy than some of their elders, which was where I found myself in my 20s looking at my mentor-to-be running circles around me in his 60s. So this is something that what I experienced 25 years ago has become more commonplace in the youth of today. And these little canaries in the coal mine that were few and far between are now in greater numbers than ever, and they're diagnosed within the autism spectrum, primarily, I believe, from the vaccines, although we don't say it's mutually exclusive to vaccines alone.
That's correct. There, you cannot look at any particular single component as being the totality of the toxins. We look at vaccinations because it is a direct insult. It's a direct breaking of skin going directly into, the endothelium and the bodies of these very, very tiny individuals. And I did want to point out, just really quickly, the limitations of this study that the Geyers and I just published. The CDC will not let us look. They have vaccine safety data through 2013. So we cannot look at the current situation. We look at the past situation, and then we can, by inference, extrapolate it to our current situation. We also cannot look at the total toxic loading. They will only let us look at one vaccination at a time. So I cannot look at the combination of the hepatitis B vaccine that back then had thimerosal, the HIV vaccine that also had thimerosal, and then the DTaP vaccine that also had thimerosal. So we can never look at the synergistic toxicity. So we know that if we have an individual that was exposed to thimerosal through the hepatitis B vaccine, they were most likely exposed through the HIV vaccine. But we cannot look at, we cannot join vaccination files. That is something that the CDC absolutely, their scientists, they can do it just fine. They use dubious statistics and come back and say all is well. But independent researchers, for some very odd reason, will not look at multiple vaccinations in the same individual.
Brian, that odd reason is what? Have they come out and spoken and said, this is the reason why we will not let you look at this synergistic data?
They believe that if they state that if we look at that synergistic information, perhaps we could triangulate and then locate and breach confidentiality of the individuals. There's nothing further than the truth. These files are completely redacted. We don't know where these individuals live. We don't know their name. There are no identifiers. So there's no possible way that we could use this information and start to identify individuals. Not that we would want to do so in the first place.
Right.
But the real reason is they don't want anybody outside of the CDC and CDC finance scientists to find out the real answers.
So, yeah, that I was just going to say, the real reason is if you guys put two and two together like you are, you mathematical geniuses that actually can, then, of course, the damning data can be, well, I guess at that point, irrefutable. And, of course, then their vaccine party ends, which it simply must. And it will. We'll look back on this day and age as a barbaric time on the order of bloodletting and leeches and mercury treatments, by the way. Thank you, modern medicine. Much less the overuse and abuse of antibiotics that docs in the 20th and 21st century still doing, despite all of the warnings against it. Listen, we're about to get up on another break. I understand that we might be hearing from Singing Liam to talk about some GMOs, a important GMO update. And, of course, Brian Hooker knows the relationship with the genetically modified organisms and gut health, and of course the gut health linking to all kinds of health, including brain and neurological health. Super Don is here. Check out the Health Freedom Express at healthfreedomexpress.com. Lend your support. And of course, you can call us now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Please say thank you to those sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The find of the week, was it last week, Super Don, that you found the singing Liam doll? Was that last week?
It was week before that.
Before singing Liam, and we finally got the real live version. You don't have to plug him in; he's ready to go. Liam Sheff is back with us here with Brian Hooker. Got a GMO update. Did you hear about the singing Liam doll, Liam?
I heard about it, Robert.
Oh, we gotta have the sing off here.
Liam is here.
Yeah, but you've got GMO updates with Brian. Brian, can you hear Liam?
Yes, I can. I can hear him. Don't quit your day job, Liam. Love you.
Thanks, Brian.
Don't forget to tip your waitress. I'll be here all week. Okay.
I'll be here all week.
Oh, so Liam, you have a GMO update.
Cars. Do we have bears by the dumpster? Hey, other show at 10.
Mm-hmm.
GMO
tip
update.
Your waitress,
no, I was just talking, Robert, Don, Brian, mm-hmm. Brian, Don, Robert. I was just speaking with Trish Sheldon of GMO Free Florida, and it seems that Florida is struggling to keep up with some of the other states that have put forward a labeling bill. So I want to get us on the Robert Scott Bell Show and the Brian Hooker Show and the Don Naylor Express to become aware and to become very vocal about this GMO project as it goes forward in Florida, because we have a chance in Florida to call our make-believe representatives and to politely say, hey, it's time to get a GMO bill. Let's put forward a GMO bill. Because, you know, we have one that's actually been sponsored, so why don't you just co-sponsor it, then we'll get it in, then we can know. Because you guys are proud. You got to be proud because you've taken spider genes and put them into goat udders, and you've taken a crazy bacteria that kills insects and put it into our corn and soy. And you've got the glyphosate that kills the gut bacteria. And you've got all of these guys at University of Florida, Gainesville, who are out there on the web beating up the activists, beating them up. And they call themselves scientists, Robert. And we'll talk. I want to talk about mm-hmm. this more when we have more time.
Well, Brian can certainly empathize with that. I mean, when you actually care about the science and you reveal it, but it goes against the consensus, of course, you get beat up. Brian, on the GMO issue, remember they just pulled up the Cerellini study after they hired somebody from Monsanto at the Journal?
Right, right. You just you basically as soon as the money starts to flow, then what you're saying becomes absolutely different. And they have hired guns. They have people that are on the web that, you know, I have an individual named Orak who, as soon as I publish something, I'm sure his blog will come out and he will blog about me, and there will be inflammatory rhetoric, but there will be absolutely no science whatsoever in order to refute, you know, that things like glyphosate killing gut bacteria.
And,
right.
And Liam,
so
of course,
there's a guy called Kevin Folta at University of Florida Gainesville, and he calls himself a public scientist. Well, I don't really know it. That's certainly not a research scientist. Of course, he is a research scientist, and he goes on the web and he beats people up. So we're going to see if we can coerce him to give us a list of conflicts of interest, or we'll just sort of go through some of his top hits. The most important thing isn't to name the bad guys. Well, it's a little bit important, but it's to get people to not, you know, you just call. We're just going to call. So, Robert, I'm going to push you to let me do some on-air calling of the State House, to, you know, so that we can hear that it's not that hard to do.
Sure, we can give it a try. This January will be a big month for that. I mean, we talk about becoming more active on a local state level, as the 10th Amendment Center has said, that ultimately all politics is local, and the more you bring it local, the more power you'll find that you have in making these changes.
And we do it all the time. They're doing anybody can, armed with their story regarding their, you know, either their own health or the health of their wonderful special child, anybody can make those particular calls. And you know, it just takes a small amount of education, but it's, there needs to be an uprising. There needs to be an uprising. GMO labeling failed in California. 47% of the individuals that voted in the last election voted for it, but there were enough, and the Monsantos of the world and the other industrialists of the world descended on California like flies to make sure that that initiative didn't pass. They didn't pass in Washington State. Thank God for Connecticut that
yes.
just did pass a GMO labeling initiative.
Well, listen, Brian, we're out of time this hour. Tell your friends this is the place, the Robert Scott Bell Show, Party Central for the good guys, including Brian Hooker, Liam Sheff, Super Don, and more. You want security? Do you want liberty? That's a big question next hour. We got it going on because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.